Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Dan bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Judith Glazer, Dr. Judith Glazer, is our guest, our good friend, very special member of our Brain Trust for almost nine years, I should say. A couple of months, we'll be celebrating her ninth anniversary. She's the CEO of Benchmark Communications. She's doing all the important work on the science of conversation. Her Conversational Intelligence book is a home run for anybody who would like to do a better job of communicating. It's an important book for a lot of folks, especially managers, especially business owners. Judy, thanks again for being here. We're talking about earlier in the conversation, we talked about conversational cocktails, and I want to make sure you don't let me get off the track here, because I want to come back to this concept of the neuroscience of conversations, which is part of what the cocktail is, isn't it?
Exactly what it is. Let me say one thing. We were just talking about millennials, and I want to close that down a little bit. A lot of people, when they read my book, they'll write something up on Amazon, and the last notice I got, the little review I got, was, "You've got to give this book to every millennial."
And why did they say that?
Well, because, you know, the gap between adults and people that have been living a long time and young kids is like worlds apart.
Yeah.
And they think they know everything. They think because they have access to everything, all the information in the world, that becomes their source of what is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes hard if we want to give them some shaping or coaching or want to get their help. And they love to run on their own and show that they can do it. And sometimes they miss the connection, the context, or the reason.
The context is what they miss because and here's the thing that I point out very quickly. These are really bright people. These are really good human beings. Their values are unimpeachable, Judy. But because they have so much content available to them, they don't make room for the context. And I think that would be something anyone would do. You and I, had you and I been born in this age, we would have done the same thing. But the thing that I think we have trouble with as older managers and older mentors is getting them to slow down and say, wait a minute now, let's push some stuff out of your head here that you don't need anymore, and let's install some context, because the context is the flavor. The context is the story. Without context, information is just an encyclopedia entry.
Yeah.
But with context, information, content becomes a story. What do you think?
And it bridges two people. It brings them together into the same concept together. Otherwise, I'm off running on my own. Here's what the conversational cocktails can tell us about what you just described. There are two hormones that are the most powerful in the brain. There's one hormone called oxytocin, which, as I'm talking to you, brings us together. It actually catalyzes collaborative behavior. It catalyzes empathy, understanding. It enables me to bridge between what you're thinking and I'm thinking and build a shared context. That's what I call, it's the green hormone, oxytocin, okay? It's also used with children who are autistic, have signs of autism. When they spray oxytocin in their noses, it enables them to reach out and build a relationship.
Wow.
They might not be able, isn't that huge?
So this is a real physical thing, the oxytocin.
It's believe it or not, according to Bruce McEwen from Rockefeller University, who studies hormones, it's the most frequently produced hormone in the body. So that
are there side effects?
No, nothing
wow.
bad. Nothing bad. This is the natural hormone that helps people get along with other people.
So this could be something like a kid that has asthma would use an inhaler. A kid who's autistic would use something like this with oxytocin.
Yep. There's a story about a little boy named Jacob Barnett who was diagnosed as autistic when he was 2.5, and the doctor said that he will never go to school and he will not be able to build relationships. And the mother put him through regimen with a nurse every day to interact in a positive way with him, to produce more oxytocin. Today, Jacob Barnett, I want you to hold on to your chair. Jacob Barnett is now 14 years old. He is working with Stephen Hawkins at his, protege. Okay, protege.
Wow.
He is now teaching PhD students in university.
You're giving me a chill.
It is, when you, if you look him up on the web and you hear him speak, you have no, you cannot believe what that oxytocin did. As they interacted, they made more and more bonding potential inside of him, and it bridged him to not only understand, but activate everything in his brain.
So when I hear you talk about this, Judy, my first thought is, how do I get more oxytocin? And then I stopped it in myself and I said, wait a minute, I don't need more oxytocin. I need you to have more oxytocin. So Judy, how do I get more oxytocin into people in my life? I need to spray it in their noses, right?
So yeah, you do, exactly. So here's the formula. Last night we had all these people over here, and right before they came, Rich and I sat down and we said I told you about level 3 conversations, which are how you activate more oxytocin and reduce cortisol, which is the fear hormone. If you have too much fear hormone, then I can't connect to you in these deep ways and feel really good about our relationship.
That's when the firewalls come up.
The fireworks come up, and that's where you don't have context. You can't get context.
Yeah.
So Rich and I said, let's practice for 2015 to go into more level 3 conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, takes courage. Takes a little risk because
when we come back, I want to talk about level 3 because
okay.
It takes courage, but it also takes another thing that you've been working on and that I have been talking about since I've been doing my show, an entire chapter in my new book on it, and that is this tiny little powerful word called trust.
Trust, exactly.
Folks, the moment of inception of proto-markets 10,000 years ago, at the moment proto-market was born, the very first time somebody said, let's do business, trust was there. Today in the 21st century, it's more powerful than ever before. 10 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.